Hey, welcome to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. I'm your friend in the real estate business, Phil Nardella, and Taylor Williams-Moniz is your favorite real estate attorney, among other things. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know what I was thinking earlier?
What?
You know what I like about you?
Oh, no.
Everything.
Oh, you're delightful.
Oh, stop.
I think the same thing about you, too.
Oh, stop.
Yep.
That's nice.
But hey, how are you?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Things are great.
It is.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's like December, whatever the day is. Oh, I don't know what day it is anymore, but I looked at the calendar day. I'm like, good grief. Like, we're almost done with the year.
But just think.
It's what happens when you have 900 kids. You have no idea what's going on.
Your days are a lot longer than most people's, though.
My days are. Makes me teary to think about it.
Your average person's day is like 16 hours.
Okay.
Yours is 20 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
because
a lot.
You get about 4 hours sleep, which is plenty, right?
I've gotten a little bit more the last few nights because
oh.
My mother-in-law is here, which
oh,
has been
nice.
Like super, super helpful. And Greg Agug is back in town, so it's not been all awful.
You've been saying Greg Agug for a year, and I crack up every
I know.
Time you say it.
That's why
it's
I do
funny.
It. That's why I do it.
It's just funny.
I like the reaction.
How is he doing?
Yeah, he's great. I think he really appreciated being back at work. He did a bunch of landing training to land in Hawaii and different international destinations,
oh,
which
cool.
is super fun. And
yeah.
he loves flying and he's just wonderful. Like that's his passion. And so I'm selfishly, I was not happy that he went back, but you know, he's my husband and I want him to be happy. And so it was good. And he got to sleep in a hotel, you know, and not have to listen to me whine or babies or, you know,
you gotta admit there's a little bit of you going, I'm happy for you, honey. That's
I'm
wonderful.
So happy. You're in a hotel.
Yeah. You're just living your best life.
One
aren't you?
Morning, he's like, I didn't sleep well. I was like, I don't want to hear it.
really.
But yeah. we're good. He's good. Thank you for asking.
Did you wake up with baby screaming in your hotel room?
I know.
Yeah, okay,
I should have just called and been like, listen to Harper. It's usually Haley that's the screamer, but you know, this too shall pass.
Yes.
I know. Yeah, I need to bring them in.
It's already 4 months, right? I mean, holy cow. It's
no,
quick.
They're not 3 months yet. They're born September 20th.
Oh, I know.
Close
I
enough.
Know.
Close
yeah.
enough.
That's on
yeah,
my birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
I just thought I'd throw it out there four
yeah,
months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all right.
September, October, November, December. Look at that.
Yep. I know. I need know. To, I need to bring them in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to see them. No matter what. By Absolutely. The way, Precious is here too,
she
obviously.
Is.
Congratulations on.
She's
full time now.
She's running the
she's
board.
She's full time now. No longer an intern. She's an
yep.
engineer. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We love it. Let's see. Tell you what. Let's do this. Let's see what's coming up on today's show in the next 60 seconds.
All right. The 9 most common benefits of home ownership. We'll discuss all of them.
Florida State. Florida is the first state to sue.
I know.
Hang on a second. What did I do? Did I do it again?
Mm-hmm.
Sue. Oh, the realty of the whatever. What? Yeah. Oh,
you Florida know is suing about some very interesting contracts that they're
yes,
luring people
exactly
into.
Exactly right. They're signing people up to 40-year contracts, and
Not
I
a,
screwed that up.
We'll go through it. And hey, lawsuits abound. Women claims free speech violated following a mobile home crackdown.
Unfixable. Wrong. Compass isn't broken.
New York City seeks to tighten control over Airbnbs.
Coldwell Banker's M. Ryan Gorman out as CEO.
Dun, dun, dun.
All that and less on today's show.
Woo-hoo.
Actually, you know
we
what?
We might. I don't want to say it.
Yeah, no, don't jinx
Let's
it.
Let's not jinx it.
In fact, I was talking to Judy and I go, you know, usually I have 12 actual articles set
Look
up.
Look how thin this is.
I know.
It's
and I went,
amazing.
We only have 6. I said, we may get to everything.
I know. Oh, you said it. Now you jinxed it.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Well, where do you want to start?
That's okay. Well, actually, an interesting story.
What you got? Your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this is talk about jinxing, right? Yeah, exactly. So what happened was... is when you actually put a property on hold in the MLS, it'll ask you, when's it coming off hold?
Right.
Right? It doesn't say you can't just put it on hold forever. So I put it on hold thinking that I was going to put it back inactive.
What does it do? Like a 30, 60, 90
no,
day
it'll
type
give
thing
you
a, or it, like any specific day?
It'll give you a calendar.
Got it.
And you just
pick
a date.
Date.
But
okay.
you have to pick it within 30 days.
Okay.
Okay. So I picked it, right? And I was going to do it 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
With the idea of keeping the price the same, maybe lowering it a little bit, but doing open houses. The open houses thing where, you know, to get buyers.
Right.
I thought, that's a good thing. So I put it in there, and
yes,
it came
to
Monday or Tuesday, which is where I was at. And I knew by then that it was going to rain on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't do it. So I pushed it back to the next week, which was last week.
Okay.
Guess what? It was supposed to rain last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it off of there. And I forgot to actually extend it. So on Wednesday, I get an email saying a new listing in Stevenson Ranch on my phone. And I went, oh, that's the same price that I've got. And I went, oh, that's my house.
Uh-huh.
It rolled back over to active.
Oh.
Okay,
well,
and I went, whoops.
Happens.
I ran upstairs. So now, this happened. It happens immediately. As soon as it happens, it goes out. So I ran upstairs, and I was on the computer going, okay, let me just get into the MLS. And I get a text, hi, I'd like to show your house tomorrow if that's okay. And I went,
well, it's not all bad.
No, that's okay. So I immediately put it back on hold. And I call her and I say, look, it rolled off
right,
of
and we
hold.
Want to stay here during the holidays, but if you want to see it.
Yeah, kind of.
Something, oh no.
No, that's absolutely true. But no matter what, we were going to see now. There's no way you close it before the holidays. So even
right.
if they saw it, you're going to stay.
You're going to be okay.
So I said, I will let you see it. I said, but you have to understand, I wasn't going to put it back on the market the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And she went, oh, okay. And we can see it? And I said, yeah, tell me about your clients. And she told me, you know, they're nice people. And that they're coming into some money and they want to move to either Stevenson Ranch or wherever. So
okay.
I said, okay, great. So yesterday, I got the house ready and showed them. Remember your friend, the
yes,
really, really
yes.
nice lady? What was her name?
Kristen. Very sweet lawyer.
Really sweet,
yes.
sweet
Lovely.
Lady. And it was like, oh my God, I'd love to have her have it. And these people were just as sweet.
Oh, good.
It was a husband and a wife and a two-year-old and a one-year-old. And
I feel for them.
They were like, oh my God. And I go, you know, in a cul-de-sac, we've got the yard. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for a yard.
And
they even, you know, I even gave a little bit of pepperoni to both of them and they fed Barkley.
Oh, that's
and,
so sweet.
Oh, yeah. No, no, that
was
incredible.
I was going to say, do they like dogs? I couldn't sell my house to someone that didn't like dogs.
No,
so that's good.
I'm with you. And so, so they left and the agent called and said, you know, they're going to think about it tonight, but they're very interested. They want, are you available for some questions to be answered? Today.
Cool.
And I said, absolutely. I said, just wait till after the show. Give us a call.
So we'll see. Fingers crossed.
So, yeah. And here's the situation. They're not ready to buy right now because their money, I guess, is not coming in for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, that's kind of perfect. And I even told her, I said, you know, the price isn't as important as the terms. If the terms work out to where I can stay a certain amount of time,
right.
that's important to me.
Right. Makes a difference.
Yep.
Well, hey, that's
so that
good
was kind of
news.
Interesting. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, fingers
I couldn't
crossed.
Wait to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't text me at 3 a.m. You know, when we normally talk.
so anyway, that was good. Okay, so let's get to, right, the nine. Oh, that's right. Tell you what.
What would you do without
do
me?
Why don't we do this? Why don't we go by the numbers?
SCV. By the numbers.
Yay!
Yay! Okay. Did
oh,
you?
Don't make me guess.
You didn't cheat, did you? You didn't look, because I write it down very small. Did you look?
On what?
Did you? Oh, no. I wrote it on. Okay.
No,
so $100.
No.
$100.
Okay.
Active listings in Santa Clarita currently.
I'm awful at
currently.
This.
I know, but that's okay because that saves me $100. I feel like I won $100. How many active listings right now?
517.
That was very close.
Okay.
There's 412.
Dang it, you guys.
Okay.
Let's like a call-in part and have someone help me. Can I phone a friend?
Oh, no. You'd phone a realtor and they'd look it up.
Absolutely, I would.
That's smart.
Or my office and they'd look it up.
Active under contract and pending. How many? Okay, let me just give you an idea. Last year, I'm going to give you within 50.
Ooh.
Okay, last week, mm-hmm. it was between 150 and 200.
Okay.
What is it?
Is it still between 150
yeah.
and 200?
No, last week it was. Now it's 700.
But now it's not?
No, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. Yes, it's exactly between 150 and 200.
175.
Oh, that's close.
Well, that's exactly between 150 and 200, right? I mean,
well,
I don't math
you're,
well, but
you're
I
absolutely
think,
right.
Okay, good. Woo!
No, what I meant was that's your range that
oh,
you can
it,
go
it,
off
it,
of,
it,
and
it.
I'm going to
okay,
give
close,
you it's, that's
close.
50-1, right?
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the same thing.
Wait, but what is it? What was the number?
188.
188.
Okay.
Okay.
So
well,
now
that's,
closed.
That's good.
How many closed listings in the last 30 days? Between 150 and 200.
167.
181.
Okay.
But it was close. You know,
so
hey.
That's good. So what does that mean in terms of how are we doing out here? Big picture.
Actually, it's kind of interesting.
Okay.
Because and I know why. So our,
I hope you know why.
Well,
that's why you're on the show. Of course you know why.
Well, here's the thing. The thing is normally listings should be going up.
Right.
Right? Because a lot of buyers aren't buying. So right now we should have
more inventory.
600, 700 Okay. Right? The fact that we only have 412 means two things. Number one is not a lot of people are selling because they don't want to roll over from 3% to 6% when they buy.
Which we talked about.
Right?
Makes sense.
The other thing, though, is people are buying. Okay, so we've got a little bit more than 2 months worth of inventory, which is not a lot.
I know. We talked about
which
that
last
week.
Which is a really good thing, actually. And the other thing that I really, really, really like is interest rates dropped a little bit again. It went from 7.2 to 6.6. Now it's like 6.43.
Wow. I mean, that's better than the alternative, but
it is.
You know, not
and you know
bad.
What? That's kind of normal for the business.
I just think about and remind myself, you said, you know, like, I think it was in the 80s or something when the interest rates were. How high were they? Like,
yeah, in the 80s, they were 17%.
Exactly. I can't even imagine. Yeah.
But you were buying also a three-bedroom, two-bath home, right? 1,500 square feet for $120,000.
Right.
So it made it a little bit okay.
Yeah, a little more palatable.
Yeah. Now when you're talking about, you know, 1.2, I'm shocked that our house or any house in my price range, you know, you put 20% down, which is a lot of money, right?
A ton of money.
That's $250,000. Your payment's still going to be in the $6,000 range.
Yep, I know.
So
I know. Remember, you had to talk me off that ledge when we bought our house. Called you. We're going to never be able to pay anything. Yeah.
It's like, ay, ay, ay.
But that is good that interest rates are going down a tiny bit. Okay, well, that's good. That's the landscape and, you know.
Amazing
it
news.
Is.
And I'm very, very happy about it.
Okay.
So let's talk about the 9 most common benefits of homeownership.
Yep, let's do it.
Let's do it. You're going to feel good at the end of this because you got them all.
Oh, I'm excited about
that.
You know, and I could use some good news.
Okay. Well, we're going to give you some. Number one, here's one of the first benefits, building home equity.
Right.
Right? Buying a home is a big investment up front, but over time, you will start to build equity in your home, which is going to be awesome because all of a sudden, you're going to blink, your kids are 5 or 6, and all of a sudden, your house is going to be $1.8 million.
Amen.
Right? You're like,
gosh, that much? I don't think
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Well, we throw the number out there. What the heck? Rather than paying rent and throwing your money down the drain.
I know.
Uh-oh.
That's why we
bought. Are putting that money towards your mortgage investing, what you pay into the home. This also means that you are setting aside money for your future.
Yep. A lot of people.
For your retirement.
Biggest asset for that reason.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's either for your retirement or something to pass down to your children. Number two, stability in the monthly mortgage.
Yes.
Right? Which we know, obviously. If for some reason you're renting, you're at the mercy of the owners.
Absolutely.
Right? They can actually jack it up, and if you don't like it, get out.
And depending on the city, I mean, it could be changed, you know, if it's not rent controlled or whatnot, anywhere between, you know, 3 to 8% up to 10% cost of living, blah, blah, blah. It's a lot of money.
And I'm really pretty sure we don't have rent control here in Santa Clarita.
I just am clinging to my dreams of the West Side.
Okay, number three, it improves community relationships. This is an interesting thing from this article. Aside from the financial factors, there are several social benefits of homeownership that stable housing to consider. Not only does homeownership benefit the financial aspects of your life, but it could also benefit your social life. Homeowners are more likely to contribute to the maintenance of their properties and the surrounding areas, building long-lasting relationships with their neighbors and other people in the community.
Do you know your neighbors?
I do. I know some of them. I don't know all of them.
I know almost every single person by name on our cul-de-sac
already. Of course you
already.
Do.
I know.
Of course you
it's
do.
Good stuff. So
oh, no, it's awesome.
I agree with that.
It's awesome. The only time I actually see all the neighbors, or at least most of them, there's a couple that we never see, ever, right? But there's a big group of us guys, and what we do is you have to come over to our house at night because we have the stuff going across the street with the big icicles and everything,
so
and it drips down.
Oh,
yeah. In fact, we got best block one time at Stevenson Ranch because
of
that.
Nice.
Yeah. So I kind of help. I won't get up on the ladder.
Thank you.
I got to tell you something. These guys... It scares
the you-know-what out of me. I'm not supposed to cuss on the air, but yeah.
And the ladder, like they put it, and I go, that's not secure. And he's like, okay, and he starts going up, and I'm like, that's not secure. So I'm grabbing the ladder. I'm holding it for him. I'm like, okay, just as long as you guys understand, I ain't going up.
You're like, dear Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know you guys will not catch me if I fall.
We put up Christmas lights, just like very simple strands, and our friend James, thank goodness, did it, because I told Greg, I'm like, you cannot get on the roof. Like, if you fall and something happens to you, like, I have 3 children. Like, we can't. No, Greg, you're not allowed on the roof.
Have you heard of jellyfish lights?
No. Do you know what that is?
Jellyfish lights.
No.
A friend of mine who's building a place in Sundance, okay?
Yeah.
Big 5,700 square foot house.
Nice.
He said, I'm putting up jellyfish lights.
Okay.
And I went, what the heck is that? And it's lights that they put up one time, right?
Okay.
And I don't know whether you can see them or not, but everything that comes up, you can go, you know what? I'd like to turn on white lights around, you know, where the lights are. Boom, the white lights.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it's Christmas time. Let's put something like Christmassy. Boom, Christmas lights. Oh, it's St. Patrick's Day. Let's light up the house green for St. Patrick's Day. Boom, and it lights up the house green.
I'm going to have to Google this.
Yes, I've never heard of it.
Me either.
In fact, I'm thinking of actually doing it at the house.
Ooh.
At the new house.
Well, tell me what you
found
out.
Jellyfish lights.
Okay, I'm going to Google it.
Yeah.
Greg, write that down if you're listening.
Jellyfish. It was like, what?
I don't know. But yes, community and all that's important.
Yeah. Okay, number four, improves mental and physical health. Ready? Owning a home can improve your mental and physical well-being. A study in the National Association of Realtors recently found that homeowners have a higher level of self-rated health compared to non-homeowners. Ooh, the study also showed that homeowners have higher self-esteem and happiness compared to non-homeowners.
I mean, I can see that. It's a big thing to own a house.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We're getting a Peloton tread delivered on Sunday. Speaking of physical, I'm so excited.
Oh, that's awesome.
As our Christmas present to each other.
No,
I know.
That's terrific. That's very expensive. It's a very expensive thing to hang your clothes on.
We will not be hanging our clothes on it, believe me. We use our bike. We will use the tread.
Everything I get, and I've had everything. I've had everything. Right now, I've got an actual barbell set. You know,
I saw that on the pictures of your listing.
Yeah.
And Greg was like, does Phil use that? I don't know.
Greg, does Phil use it?
Didn't mean that sure. Like you're not fit, but it just surprised us because, you know, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know why. Well, we don't talk about working out that much.
How
rude!
No. How incredibly astute he is.
He is actually one of the reasons I love him.
It's rude, but it's astute.
Sorry,
no,
babe.
Sometimes I do, and then all of a sudden I realize, you know, I haven't worked out in like a couple of weeks, and then I go, should I do it today? No, I got to get in the shower. I've got to get in the shower.
Yeah.
It's like, and I don't want to do it after I get in the shower, right? Because I might sweat, even though
well,
the workout
sweat.
That I do. No,
you
I don't sweat. It's
oh,
not.
God, no. I love this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're all getting physically fit.
Yep.
What else we got? Good stuff.
Okay. Number five, ability to make property improvements.
Right. Of course.
Which is nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Another benefit of home ownership is property improvements. Owning a home offers you the freedom to be creative or keep it simple. You can renovate anything in the home that you don't like, so long as you consider zone codes and regulations.
Right.
Making your home reflect who you are and helping you feel greater sense of belonging.
Aww.
Should we now take a break and pick up on number six as soon as we get back?
I think so.
I think Precious would think that's a good idea.
Okay.
You think so? All right. We're going to take a break right now, and we're going to get back to the other ones that are so important about home ownership.
Yeah, and I'm going to Google jellyfish lights.
Yes.
So stay with us.
That's a great idea.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Okay. Hey, welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. Again, it's me. It's Taylor. It's Precious.
That was the quickest break that ever broke.
Yeah. It's a break that broke, and it was very, very quick.
But yeah. I was able to Google the jellyfish lights.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch a YouTube video. Very cool.
Yeah, it's
very
kind of
cool.
fun. And you know that you can't see them, which is interesting because no one wants... I mean, there's a lot of That's HOAs that say you
thinking.
Can't have your...
Exactly. But they're like under your eaves, and so they're supposed to be like discreet. So unless they're on, you can't really see them.
Yes. Now, here's an interesting story. I actually saw a St. Patrick's Day, and I was driving down the street, and this guy's house was completely lit up green. And I thought, that guy is kind of a freak if he actually put up
the
lights
dang time to put
just
up exactly.
for
St.
Patrick's
Day.
Day, which would be weird.
Which is uncommon.
He's obviously got jellyfish lights.
I think it's cool.
And all he had to do was flip a switch.
I'm a big fan of the lights.
Yeah.
So
I wonder how many different colors you can do.
I don't know.
I would imagine you can do every color.
It looked like it from the YouTube
video.
Yeah,
so if
watching.
You're like, if you, you know, back like, I wonder... Like if you're the Rams fan and you say, well, I want to do blue and yellow.
Yeah. Or it's like your kid's birthday and they want different colored lights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Do that too.
I'll get a price.
All right.
I'll get a price and show you. Okay. So what were we talking about before? We were talking about the tax benefit, the actual benefits of owning a home.
Mm-hmm.
And we got through number five. Number six. Number six is tax benefits. There are multiple tax benefits available with home ownership, but these benefits vary based on multiple factors. Take some time to do your research on the different tax benefits before you buy. One of these is mortgage interest deduction, which means that any interest paid on the home mortgage is tax deductible. In other words, you can reduce your taxable income by deducting the interest paid on the mortgage, which is great. I think there's a $10,000 cap on that.
Don't ask me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Another great benefit is property tax deduction. Okay. This tax benefit depends on your jurisdiction, and you can find out more about this.
But yeah, tax benefits,
Investopedia.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's important.
When we told our accountant we bought a house, he's like, woo, that'll help. And we're like, thank God.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
See, exactly. It's all good.
It is.
Okay, number seven, reduced crime rate. Interesting. Let's hear what they have to say about this. Research on crime and homeowners shows that lower crime rates among homeowners and people living in a stable housing environment are consistent with theories on social disorganizations. A stable neighborhood, independent of ownership structure, is also likely to reduce crime. Having a good community structure tends to keep the crime rates low to none at all. Which is very interesting, because you got to understand that if a bunch of people are renting in one group or one city or one town or one building, you're going to find they don't care.
They really don't necessarily care. Yeah.
Yeah, I shouldn't say you're absolutely not necessarily. You're absolutely right. Okay.
It's the lawyer in me. If you haven't noticed.
Oh, trust me, I've noticed. Number eight, pride of ownership. One of the many great things about being a homeowner is the feeling of accomplishment that comes along with owning a home. Having somewhere safe where you can hang up your hat at the end of the day, and a place for your kids to sleep at night can give you a sense of pride and stability.
I wish my kids slept at night. Had to. That was a softball. Sorry. Had to.
Absolutely. I set that one up and you hit it out of the park.
You did. But, you know, I drive up to the house at night. You know, it's the only thing that makes me sad, though. Do you remember the front of our house?
Sure.
Right in front of our daughter's room, there's a dead palm tree. It's like this tragic little tiny tree, and it just sits there, and we don't have time to do anything with it. But I get to the house, I'm like, oh, I love my house, it's so cute. I'm like, oh, the palm tree. But but other than that, it is.
Well, tell me, I'll have Hector come over, and you just say, adios that one.
Yeah.
And put something else in there. Put something nice.
We've asked Steve.
And he'll do that.
Yeah, and I think Steve will.
Steve's, he probably could do it.
Yeah, but we asked him a couple months ago, and it's, you know.
He's listening.
Of course he is. Well,
yeah,
and
Steve?
I haven't made it an issue.
Oh, got it.
No, it's completely my fault. Yeah. I just need to tell him, like, hey, help me, because I don't know anything about landscaping and such.
Steve's terrific.
Oh, Steve is wonderful.
Steve's terrific.
He's a godsend. Yeah, I actually got to see him yesterday, which was nice, because I'm not normally home when he's there.
You know,
he said he would help.
I feel bad. By the way, Steve, if you're listening, I feel bad sometimes, you know, when you're there, because usually when he comes, it's like one of those things, it's like 6:30 or something like that. If I have the ability to go back to sleep at 6:30 and maybe sleep till 7:30, I will
do
that.
Absolutely.
And I got up at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Judy left at 6:20. I went back upstairs. So, Steve, sorry. Sometimes when I go back up and try to get an extra hour.
Yep.
And so that's the only time. But other than that, I always go out and sit and talk with him, and we talk and catch up and stuff.
Yep, he's lovely.
Yep. And we're going to do a poker game soon, Steve. I promise. I don't know when.
Palm tree.
Yep.
But other than that, yes, pride of home ownership. That is huge.
And number nine, and then we'll get done with this, encourages savings. It encourages savings. Let's see what they say about that. All right, I don't know. Paying a mortgage every month and reducing the amount of your principal is like a forced savings plan. Look at that. Each month you are building up more valuable equity in your home.
Yeah, exactly.
Someday you will have a piece of property that you can sell for profit, rent out, or reap the benefits of living without a monthly mortgage or rent payment.
So true. That's what I tell Greg Agug. I'm like, woo, this is our, forces us to save, which is great.
It is a forced bank account,
absolutely,
which is terrific.
Yep, which Lord knows I need. My Nordstrom habit. Woo.
So the final thoughts is, is homeownership actually worth it? The answer varies greatly from person to person, location, and financial situation. However, according to the Federal Reserve's 2020 survey of consumer finances, homeowners have, on average, a net worth that is 40 times greater than those of their renter counterparts.
That's
which
huge.
Reinforce the idea that owning a home is a smart financial move. If you're unsure whether or not you're going to buy a home, you know what? Talk to a professional.
Call you.
Call
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
I will let you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, because I will let you know whether I think it's a good idea or not.
Oh, you will. That's one of the things I love about you.
Which is fascinating, because I mean, most realtors,
buy for sure.
It's like a knee-jerk reaction. Should I buy? Yes.
Yes.
Is it a good time to buy? Yes.
Right.
It's like, no, I'll let you know. It's not a good time to buy. It is a good time to buy. Yes, you should or no,
and
you shouldn't.
And what you should and shouldn't buy. You're very good at that,
exactly,
too.
Right.
Some houses Greg and I looked at, you were like, absolutely not.
No,
you're not buying
that. No, no, no,
I'm
no,
like,
no, no.
Oh.
But we like it. And I go, yeah, you're not going to get this one.
I know. So I told Greg, I've got to listen to Phil. Good
okay.
stuff.
So this is the one we're going to get into right now because, and I love the fact that you're here because I love your wisdom when it comes to these things. Okay.
Which one are we going with?
Women claims free speech violated following mobile home crackdown.
Okay.
This is according to Inman. Chastity Decker was forced out of her Meridian home because it was parked in a residential neighborhood violating city codes. Now she's suing the city because its action left her unhoused.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A woman living in Meridian, Idaho was forced out of her new 250 square foot mobile home. Let's put a pin in that. Mobile home. A day after moving into it, has filed suit claiming that not only was she deprived of her home amid a rapidly accelerating housing crisis, but that her freedom of speech was violated after she faced alleged retaliation by city authorities for speaking out, according to the new report.
Mm-hmm.
Chastity Decker purchased the mobile home because she could not afford to buy a house and arranged for it to be located on Robert Calical's land at a cost of $600 a month.
Rob's
okay,
land.
Yeah, Robert's.
Yep.
At $600 a month.
Yeah.
That's kind of a lot. After Decker moved, and maybe if she tied into his power and stuff like that, maybe then.
Fair, yep.
Let's see. After Decker moved into the home in June 2022, however, a neighbor alerted the Meridian Police Department to the new structure, inquiring whether it was legal for her to reside in it.
This next is wild to me.
The city code enforcement officer then told Decker and Robert
and Rob.
They could face fines of $1,000 a day and criminal prosecution if she did not move out because the city has a ban on living in mobile homes unless you're in an RV park.
Mm-hmm. That's actually common. I did a little bit of research this morning, and that's common in a lot of cities and states.
Very, very bizarre. Decker and Robert are suing the city of Meridian because it's action against Decker left her unhoused, and because Decker's free speech was violated through an act of retaliation by code enforcement officers after Decker spoke out in a newspaper article, a blog post from the Institute for Justice states, since August 1st, Decker has been staying at a friend's house in Meridian. The city of Meridian permits trailers and recreational vehicles to be parked in residential neighborhoods, but residents are not allowed to live in them.
Yeah, so if you've got your RV, like everyone on my block, I feel like, has an RV except for us. They're parked in the, you know, in their garage and whatnot, a lot of them have like little carports right next to it, but you don't live in them.
Sure.
So
the Institute for Justice is a nonprofit public interest law firm that files constitutional cases in state and federal courts and is representing Decker and Calico in the case. The lawsuit filed against Meridian brings five claims against the city's ban on how it violates the Idaho Constitution.
And the free speech is the most interesting one.
The lawsuit also brings back free speech claim forward based on retaliation Decker and Robert allegedly faced from the Meridian Code Enforcement. What she was saying basically was, I'll actually read it. One day after the Idaho Statesman ran a story in June about Decker and her housing problem, which the enforcement officer claimed painted him in a negative light, the enforcement officer came back to the property and cited Decker and Robert for alleged parking violations, which also existed on neighboring properties, but were ignored.
That's common too.
A few weeks later, the officer returned to the property yet again, confronted Decker, and told her the story made him look bad and warned her that she would regret if she
pursued legal action against him.
Wow. Now, isn't that hearsay for her to say, well, this is what he told me? Isn't that hearsay?
What do you mean?
Well, okay. So they didn't hear him say it. But she goes, I'm going to sue him because that's what he said. Would that be considered hearsay?
Potentially. You're not describing it very well, but yeah, potentially. I'm trying to follow you here. I think that the free speech is strange because she's saying, you know, this happened. She had to move. The housing market is you know, very difficult. She doesn't have a place to live. She's basically going to be homeless.
Right.
So she spoke out to a news outlet.
Yep.
And then this code enforcement officer came back and said, hey, you didn't have nice things to say about me. By the way, here's another violation that you've got.
Yep.
You know, but never mind, the six other people on your street have the same violation. I'm not, you know, I don't care about them. But you, it's definitely retaliatory, at least from what this is saying to me. I mean, I don't know if I would put that in the free speech category, but it's interesting.
Yeah, it said they are actually keeping, they're letting her go ahead with 4 out of the 5.
Yep.
Judge
Jason Scott of the District Court of Ada County, which I also had to Google because I didn't know where any of these places
Ada
were.
Ada County. Yep. Mm-hmm. I guess it's close to Boise. I guess it's the second biggest place.
It is.
So what do they say? They say that in the Idaho State in the Idaho Statesman story, Decker said that she believed the 10 days notice she was given by code enforcement officer to rectify her code violation was unreasonable given the sensitive nature of the situation, especially due to the current state of the housing market and the difficulty of finding a place to park a tiny home in Meridian in mm-hmm. which she can which she is resided.
It just super like really ugly? I mean, the neighbor calls and complains, you know. I don't know if I'd love it if somebody was living in an RV, like, right next to my house. But, you know, I don't know. If you have a big enough backyard and you can park it there, which people a lot of times do in these type of communities,
absolutely.
I don't have a problem with that.
So let's just say this. Let's say the guy's got an acre.
Exactly.
Okay.
And probably has more than an acre, but yeah.
He parks 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what?
Making that money, honey. I don't know. I think that's why there's restrictions on it.
That's what I think. Yeah. Now, here's the other interesting thing. When you buy something that you really can't use the way you want to buy it, should you buy it?
Mm.
Who sold it to her? And did she tell them, this is what I'm planning? And did they say, oh, well, okay, you can't do that, right?
Probably not. And I think also the article said that there's, what, like a 2 to 3 year wait list for RV parks in the community. And that's why she like literally could not take it to an RV park because she was on a wait list.
Yes.
So there's a bigger problem there.
So would the mm-hmm. city come back and say, look, you should have known the law.
Yes.
You shouldn't have parked it there. Okay. And the other thing that's interesting is like when she said she ended up unhoused. It's a mobile home.
Move it. I know. I saw
Hence
that.
The word. That's why I said put a pin in mobile home.
I know. I saw
it's a
that
mobile
too.
Home. So yeah. Okay. So it can't be parked there. Now, it's interesting that she can't park it really anywhere.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, you have to challenge the zoning, right? That's the issue. That's the bigger issue here.
Yes.
So.
But wouldn't something like this take years? I mean, to.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So she's and it also doesn't say whether she's looking for money, but maybe
she
that's
is.
Yeah.
I'm sure they all are.
Yeah.
Yep. But, you know, I mean, I see both sides. It stinks.
Yep. But, I asked an attorney one time, long, long, long time ago, somebody was suing somebody, Judy, when she worked for Henry Mayo, and somebody was suing the hospital,
mm-hmm.
and Judy had to go testify, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was freaking out because, you know, you put her in front of anybody. So we're getting ready to get in the elevator, you know, at the courthouse. And I said, so the person that's suing the hospital, he goes, yeah. And I go, what does she want? He goes, to retire. And I went, oh.
That's funny. No, I think, yep. I mean, this one seems valid in the sense that I think the zoning issues are maybe what should be challenged. The free speech, I'm not so sure about, but, you know, it stinks.
It's fascinating.
She should have just made, like, a nice pie or something and brought it to the neighbor and been like, can you not complain and can I just stay here?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm being facetious.
Yeah, sure.
It stinks. You don't want anybody to be homeless.
No, but it's a lot of these things happen because they just didn't think it through when they started it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Fascinating.
Yeah. If I were going to have a mobile home, I'd make sure I had somewhere to park her before I bought her.
Well, now that's hearsay.
Yeah. Again, no, it's not, but you're the best. We have more lawsuits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think we've got enough time right now to get into this one. Should we take a break and then get into this one? Or do you want to go something quick? We can do something quick.
Okay.
New York City.
Oh, yeah, this is quick.
New York City.
New York City.
New York City. You can't make salsa in New York City. New York City seeks to tighten control over Airbnbs. New rules would require homeowners and tenants who offer short-term rentals to register units with the city. Airbnb and hosts call the requirements overly restricted. You know, it's funny because...
So you'd have to register the units with the city, provide a diagram showing which room or rooms would be used on the short-term basis, as well as I think the evacuation and exit routes had to be posted. Yeah, when I read that.
I was, yeah, absolutely, which mm-hmm. makes a lot of sense, yeah. which is, you know, they're smart for that. Mm-hmm. But obviously Airbnb is now shying away from trying to get anybody to offer Airbnb in New York City, which is interesting. And I was wondering, you know, if this, it says the new rules will create a draconian.
I
should
that.
Have looked that up. An unworkable registration system that will, I mean, obviously that's something that's just like completely and totally so old.
Correct.
That it's just ridiculous.
Exactly. That will prevent lawful and responsible hosts from listing their homes at a time when New York families are navigating the rising costs of living.
Yeah. Now, yep. I put a note here saying, why, unless this is taxed and they make money on it, why would they do that? And I went, oh, here's why. Mm-hmm. While the city
literally,
says,
that's what his notes say.
yeah. While the city says a proposal will protect valuable long-term housing stock, Airbnb says New York leaders are preventing renters and homeowners from making extra income by using the platform. Well, wouldn't they want to actually do these things that the city's asking them for?
I think it's just an extra step, which is a pain in the word I can't say on the radio.
Babies.
I think that's why.
In New York, short-term rentals are defined as homes that are rented for fewer than 30 days. Short-term rentals aren't allowed unless the homeowners or tenant is present during the day, during the stay, mm-hmm. which makes sense.
Yeah.
And we've got that here too. So
yeah, I mean, if it's just an easy matter of, hey, here's, you know, the licensing, submit it, upload it to this website and you'll get what you need, you know, it shouldn't be that big of a deal, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know.
So I'm sure they'll work that out. Right?
I just love your optimism. You're so sweet. They'll figure it out.
Well,
bless
you know
your
what?
Heart.
You're not going to stop New York from doing something.
No, you're
I
not.
I mean, I cannot see exactly. them not offering Airbnbs in New York.
Agreed.
They're going to work something out.
Absolutely.
Even if Airbnb has to step up and say, look, okay, when you apply for this to be a member of Airbnb, you have to submit this so that they'll help actually
which
take care of
sense,
it.
Which makes sense,
which makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So it's a problem for Airbnb that they're actually cutting off their income. And so that's going to...
Airbnb's had a lot of issues lately, so...
Oh, oof. Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh. You watch the news. Well, let's talk about it over the break, because Precious is eyeing
okay.
us. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Okay, hey, welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 and 98.1 FM. And on Facebook, like, you know, we never wait. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
If you're watching, thank you.
I know. Thank you. We're here. And if you're watching, you can see Phil's chaos. I just love it. Just.
But it just look, we only happy. Have three more to go.
No,
this is
gonna
awesome.
Get,
we're going to get we're going to get closer than we've ever come.
Ever. Absolutely.
Yes.
I
okay.
completely agree.
Florida State.
Mm-mm. Nope.
No. Stop. Rewind.
Let's try again. Hey.
Was that a rewind sound?
I tried. You know, I can't do it very well. It was my first attempt ever, and I think I won't do it again.
That,
but yeah,
that was adorable. Would you do that again?
No. But here we go.
Here we go. Action. Florida. First state to sue MV Realty over 40-year homeowner contracts.
This is
never heard of.
Wild
this.
To me.
Following yeah. the launch of an investigation by regulators in North Carolina last month, Florida's Attorney General's office say MV Realty's business practices shock the conscience. Oh
written
my
by
God!
A lawyer. Unconscionable, usury, shocking. Which are all,
shocking.
They're all words used in here. Plus lawyers.
In a November 29th complaint filed by Hillsborough County Circuit Court, the Florida Attorney General's Office accused Florida-based MV Realty, its founder Amanda Zuckerman, formerly known as Amanda Zuckerman. That always worries me. Whenever you change a name and it's really close, it says, okay, you're trying to hide from... I'm not saying that's true, but...
Interesting.
Yeah. Change a name and it's like changing a corporation's name. It's like, okay, we screwed up enough to where we're going to have to get rid of that and go with something else.
That happens a lot.
Its CEO, Anthony Mitchell, and its COO, David Manchester, are violating the Florida Deceptive and Unfair Trade Practices Act.
Okay, so this is a long one.
Yeah, and,
get into what they actually did.
So we're going to have to kind of paraphrase this whole thing. But this MV Realty operates in 33 states and has more than 500 licensed agents, is currently under investigations by several state regulators, including in North Carolina, Massachusetts, Maryland, and Pennsylvania, over its homeowner benefit agreement. Okay, so let's just play.
Okay.
I'm thinking, with the information that I've got here, I'm going to be a MV Realty agent, and you are a nice older person on a fixed income, and I say, how about this? I'm from MV Realty.
Hi, how are you?
I'm terrific. You need some cash? Look,
yes.
This is what we're going to do.
Fixed income.
I figured out that your house is worth so much money. Okay. It's worth $200,000.
Okay.
How would you, today only, get $1,000 in cash? Would you like that?
Wow.
I will write you a check for $1,000 in cash, and all you have to do is sign this contract that says that within the next 40 years, if you sell your house, you're going to give our company the opportunity to actually sell it, and you're going to give us 3%.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we decide that we're going to use another realtor as the buying agent, then you're going to give us
6%.
And yep. I can give the buying agent however much I want, right? I can give him 1% and make 5%, right?
Yep.
But don't worry about it because, you know, it's not a big deal. It's just saying that you're agreeing to let us list your house. When it happens, you get $1,000 right now. How does that sound?
I can't even. Oh, me as the old lady. yes.
Sounds great. Here's $1,000.
I have a fixed income.
Yeah.
I'd love $1,000. I don't, if I ever sell my home, which I may never,
yeah,
I don't care who
never.
Sells it.
Holy cow. Yeah. Now, there's some interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the problems with it, number one, is they kind of mislead them. And this is according to this article. It's not
right.
What I'm saying. They kind of mislead them by saying, we don't put a lien on the house.
Deceptive and abusive.
Yeah.
Yep. They said it's an addendum.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was another word that I'd never heard because they don't have that in California, I'm sure. They say that they put something that's interesting. Deceptive and abusive telemarketing. Oh, that's another thing that they do.
A memorandum.
We put a memorandum on it. And it's like, okay, memorandum. So it's like memo, right? We're just going to put a memo on there. We're just going to put a paper clip
but
on here.
Do you think if anyone's going to put something on your house that's I just think it's crazy that they offer between $300 and $5,000 to these people.
Depending on how much it's worth.
There's a lien that's placed on the property for 40 years, and it's also, they sign a contract that's binding to their heirs and assigns.
Yep.
So if I die and I transfer it to, you know, whichever my 900 kids I'd like the best that day, they're still going to have to pay that.
And what's worse is they say that they have to pay it within 10 days of that person dying.
Exactly.
They have to list the house and sell it or pay them that money.
Or pour them, exactly.
Yep. Okay.
And the other problem is you can't refinance necessarily, you know?
You were saying not without paying it off.
Right. Yeah.
Which is because obviously
exactly. It depends on the company, but if there's encumbrances on the property, they're not going to want to stand in third, fourth, fifth.
They're going to say, not a problem. You know what? Right. We'll actually do it. You just have to pay off any encumbrances.
Exactly.
Right. And so that's messed up. The complaint also alleges MV Realty uses deceptive and abusive telemarketing and advertising practices to advertise the homeowner benefit program, including 4.5 million calls to people on the National Do Not Call Registry and leaving 6.8 million unwanted pre-recorded voicemails.
I mean, how do you do that?
Now, according to them, they're like, whoa, let's see what they have to say.
And you'd think, okay, who would do this? And as it says in the next paragraph, many of the consumers who have entered into this are seniors, some have limited cognitive capacity, others speak English as a second language, according to the complaint. So.
Yep.
That makes it
and since they
ickier.
Had people breathing down their neck, they changed some things. So it used to say, do you file a lien on my house? And it says, no, we file a memorandum. Okay, so they're thinking, okay, it's not a lien. That's awesome. What
would
it
you
is,
ask, what the heck is a memorandum?
Yeah, you're
right. I would never.
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay,
no,
fair,
we just file a memorandum. That sounds good. Okay, so that with the case of because they, like I said, because the whatever, DOJ or whatever, was breathing down their neck, they changed it.
Mm-hmm.
To where it's like, wait a minute, no, we're okay, because they change it. Do you file a lien on the house? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Although in some states it's called a memorandum. Well, there's a difference between those two sentences.
Mm-hmm.
One says, no, we don't. We file a memorandum. The other one says, yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Exactly.
So it's bad. Let's see. What have they said? You know, there's a thing that says the homeowner benefit agreement. They're saying, you know, they've done nothing wrong. And they've got 500 agents, and they're out there.
I'm surprised how many. Yeah, they've got a big old workforce there. I mean, it just seems, I don't know.
I hate to say it. That's an easy sell. It's an easy sell giving money away.
I know.
You know, sign this. I'm going to give you $1,000 or $2,000. And a lot of people go, yeah, fine, which is messed up. And then they realize.
I know.
Okay.
So let's not do that.
There goes that show again.
Yeah. So if you're presented with a contract like that, you can call me.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you how to find me.
Exactly.
661-259-9000 or dywlaw.com. And when they decide they want to sell their house the proper way, how do they get a hold of you?
Yes. And I promise you, I'm not going to ask for any money up front.
Yep.
You can call me at 661. 312-3561, or just get on PhilNordella.com. By the way, if you actually want to listen to any of the shows, you can get on PhilNordella.com. Click on the radio show because I upload all of our shows. Did you know that?
I did.
Upload all of our radio shows.
And we're fun to listen to, man.
We are.
Go listen.
Exactly right.
Awesome.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of.
Five seconds. We have 5 seconds.
Yep. Everybody have a great weekend.